Welcome to the Norwegian Storyteller, a podcast with storytelling perspectives from the North, hosted by Line Constelli, pardon my new English. Working as a storyteller, I have always told other people's stories. Now I tell fragments of my own story. At the same time, I also give you perspectives I have gained from participating in other people's stories. I also encourage you to tell your own story, because I have seen that the world needs this. So what are we waiting for? Let's tell stories together. Follow this podcast for inspiration and talk with me and other storytellers at my Patreon. In the vibrant landscape of 1970s Norway, a feminist revolution was brewing. While organized women's organizations had among 5,000 members at its peak, there was another force that left an indelible mark on the country's feminist landscape, the sensational feminist magazine Sirene, translated into English, Siren. Sirene burst onto the scene in August 1973 with the iconic Norwegian actress Liv Ullmann gracing its first cover. But this magazine was no ordinary publication. It was a radical enlightenment project aimed to redefine politics and challenge conventional norms. Sirene operated beyond the confines of traditional women's organizations. Its approach was different. Humor, tabloid-style writing, and a relentless pursuit of media attention. While other feminist movements focused on marches, slogans, and demonstrations, Sirene took a more popular cultural route. You might compare it to podcasters with a message today. This magazine championed the idea that personal is political. It framed politics as an individual moral choice, a matter of choosing the right path in life. This perspective, propagated by Sirene, has had a lasting impact on today's society. As it peaked, Sirene boosted the circulation of 35,000 copies. That is an impressive number considering the population of Norway at that time. Everyone read it, and all media outlets covered its content. Yet, in historical research, Sirene has been overshadowed by other feminist movements. Why? Perhaps because it didn't fit neatly into the established narrative. Researchers often focus on the organized women's movement, excluding the more cultural influential aspects. Synnøve Skarsbø Linter, a cultural and media scholar, delved into the magazine's impact. Her doctoral thesis, titled Som en frisk kvinne gjennom stuen, Kvinnebladet Sirene og det utvidede politikkbegrepet, translated into Like a fresh breeze through the living room, the magazine Sirene and the expanded notion of politics, revealed the hidden power of Sirene. Sirene challenged the boundaries of what could be considered political. It blurred the lines between personal choices and societal transformation. Its influence extended far beyond the organized women's movement. As we reflect on the impact of Sirene, let's recognize that feminism isn't a monolithic force. It thrives in diverse expressions, from marches to magazines. And sometimes it's the unexpected, the humorous, and the tabloid-like that leaves the deepest impressions. So, there's to Sirene, the unsung hero of Norwegian feminism, a magazine that roared when others whispered. So what can we learn from this story? In the midst of our tumultuous era, where opinions polarize and leaders wield their power to divide entire populations, we find ourselves at a crossroads. As I refrain from imposing my own political stance upon you, I encourage you to exercise your right to vote and carefully consider the consequences of your choice in today's polarized reality. When you cast your vote, beware of those who present themselves as saviors, promising an escape from misery with no alternative path. The political landscape has shifted from collective group voices demanding justice to a focus on individual leaders. This shift, in my opinion, diverts attention from the essence of politics. Sirene, the groundbreaking feminist magazine of 1970s Norway, understood this well. It championed the idea that politics is personal. Today, however, politics has morphed from personal to person dependent. We no longer vote for groups, but for individuals, the leaders. This shift obscures the true nature of politics. Consider where you direct your attention. Do you listen to those who spread hope and advocate for change, speaking truthfully? Or do you heed those who propagate hopelessness, insisting there is only one way forward? As the world grapples with interstate conflicts, the undeniable reality of climate crisis, and the mismanagement of waste in impoverished urban areas, women's rights remain under threat. Women are imprisoned and tortured for refusing to wear hijabs, and human trafficking continues to exploit vulnerable women. Racism persists, fueled by hate and social media, leaving people fearful. And what about the ableism? It persists across nations, varying in intensity. Perhaps in the end, artificial intelligence will replace us humans. But what purpose does our existence serve them? In these challenging times, we must hold into hope. If the world crumbles, I want to know that I did my best to transform the brief moment I was granted on this earth. I believe fervently in a brighter future, a better place for humanity. I refuse to surrender. I think of the housewife behind the floral curtains in the 1970s Norway, reading Cyrene, nurturing hope for the future generations of women. Perhaps she endured a troubled marriage, yet her resilience preserved hope for those to come. To her memory, I owe my unwavering determination. She never gave up, and today I reveal my freedom. Let us learn from Cyrene, the beacon that roared when the other whispered, and continue to believe in hope, even when the world seems to unravel. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Remember to follow me on Instagram. You're also invited to join the wonderful storytelling community we share at my Patreon. You will find the links in the description of this podcast. I'm the Norwegian storyteller. Let's tell stories together.